Let's go to Bob in Maurepaugh. Bob, you're on WWL.
Scoot, thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, that's good. I'm just long-term listener back when I was a kid listening to you, and I just recently moved back from I was up north up in Boston for a number of years and just moved back and tuned in to WWL, which I always listen to. And, you know, I've been listening back and forth, and I thought I wanted to call in today.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. How was Boston? Did you enjoy living in Boston?
I love Boston.
Yeah.
What people really don't understand about Boston is there's a tremendous Cajun population up there. They just don't know they're Cajuns.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So you have the Babbins and the Seminacs, which are really Seminoles, and you have the Boudracs, which are really Boudreaux.
Didn't you just really love the first snow of the year?
Oh, I almost moved further south.
Oh, really?
With this last snow we had here, that's the whole reason why I left Boston.
To get away from it, and you had a blizzard here. Yeah, I've never been to Boston. I've been to, so many cities. I've worked in so many great cities around this country, but I've never been to Boston. And I'm gonna go one day, but I just hear it's a great city.
I went kicking and screaming, and it turned out to be a lovely place. My daughters live there, and I'll tell you, it's a very safe, very clean city. And don't rent a car, folks. Get a cab from Logan to the city and take the T everywhere. It's very clean, very safe.
Isn't that?
It's great.
Isn't it amazing how more advanced transportation is in other cities?
Yes. Yeah. That's a whole different subject. We could have really learned after Katrina and really kind of turned things around down south, but we I think we missed it on that one.
Your reason for the call in today.
Yeah, so, you know, I heard you talking about Trump, and I'll just, for your listeners, and just so, I'm a big Trump supporter. I really am.
That's okay.
But I cringe lately every time I hear him talk. Biden has to come up every single time. Now, I do realize a lot of the challenges we face today and he faces in his presidency is because of the last administration. I don't think there could be an argument to that, especially when you're talking about the border and other things. And but I would, you know, if you just brought up Memorial Day. I disagree with you a little bit. I don't think he talks bad about the military. I have several of my friends that are ranking people in the military and loving to death, and they think he's very patriotic. But I do agree with you that Memorial Day and in a public forum that he had no business at all.
Well, Bob, let me add, as a Trump supporter, let me ask you this question: why do you think he does this?
I think for two reasons. I think number one, we're used to hearing from our politicians or the political stuff that they all speak alike. I don't care whether you listen to a Democrat or Republican or independent. They all kind of sound the same. They have different ideologies. They all sound the same. Difference is Trump is not a politician. And he's trying to justify, you know, hey, this isn't my mess. Okay, I think we understand that because we elected you. So I think we all get that Joe Biden wasn't the answer. And I'm not saying Joe Biden was a horrible man. I'm just saying that he wasn't the answer. And I think he needs to let that drop. And I think that he has to, and I'm not saying it's right. It really upsets me hearing it. But I think that he has to justify everything he's saying by bringing up that, and I think that's what really turns a lot of people off.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting observation. No, I'm going to slightly disagree with you, though. Donald Trump was not a politician, but he clearly is now. It's not fair to say he's not a politician now, because he's embedded in the political process in every aspect of it, of his life. And as being president, you are a politician if you win, especially a second term. So let's say he wasn't a politician, but he is now.
But I guess, you know, in following that line of thought is, have you ever seen, quote unquote, a politician run a campaign, act and say the things that he said and won?
No, but the definition, the definition of a politician is somebody who is going to, well, unfortunately, in my opinion, they're going to, either side, they're going to say and do what they need to say and do for the purpose of getting elected. But it's people who work the system. And Donald Trump is on Capitol Hill. He's in the courts. He's working the system. So I think it's fair to say that he's a politician. But I don't think that's something that we need to go on about.
Yeah, and just to that point, not to go on, but working the system to make sure that he delivers on everything he promised,
okay,
which
but,
is unlike what we've seen in the political arena.
Get it. But again, that's the definition of a politician.
Okay. I it goes two ways. I am really tired of or disheartened about hearing about all the negatives about Donald Trump and wanting to look at all the positives and look at the positives, not only in Donald Trump, but what this country can be and what it is and how much I care. And I know our Americans love our country and how good it could be. And I think we really get distracted when Joe Biden is talked about from Trump or the public talks about Trump and takes comments, not actions, against him. And I guess that's where my frustration is.
Well, when any president acts in such a way that he's so sensitive that he can't accept criticism to the point where he's going to attack freedom of the press and freedom of speech, I'm going to always react to that. I don't think that's looking for negative things to talk about. That is a factual phenomenon going on with this particular president. The attacks on the media because he doesn't like what's being said. I mean, it could be argued that the president is the biggest snowflake of all because he's so offended by any opinion that is not his. And that's the definition of snowflake. And so that disheartens me. I have given him total credit for the border. In fact, he took care of the border, at least. Look, I still think the border's a crisis, and it's going to be for a long time. But he basically took care of the border right now, and he did it so quickly that it even exaggerates how incompetent Joe Biden was when it came to the border.
Well, so I going back to what you first said about free speech, and I think that in the press, and I think you did not your exact words, but almost suppression of the press. I certainly there's not been a man or a president or a political figure in our lifetimes that's ever gone through what he has gone through, and the press being, and a lot of the press being culpable.
Well, Bob, he invites it. And he knows that he gets headlines for doing it, so it's something that he voluntarily does. He attacks the media, so the media does have this, this instinct to attack back when they can. But the media is not attacking on lies. The media is attacking on facts. And these are facts that are often ignored by a lot of MAGA people and the conservative media. But these are facts that the media is responding to, and that's their job.
You know, it's a shame, Scoot, to your point, that we're having this discussion because you just said about the border. And I know where you were going. At least I think I know where you were going. Is I think there was two things. Is one, you had to stop the mass influx in. Okay, so you put a Band-Aid on it or a tourniquet on it. But now you got to fix immigration. It can't take somebody 6 years. And I have a friend of mine from Italy. It took him 6 years to be a citizen. Yeah. That is ridiculous.
I agree.
So there needs to be legislation. This is Congress's problem. That they need to pass a bipartisan bill that fixes this. And it's not that BS, bill that Biden tried to get through, that he was going to, quote unquote, fix the border crisis. Not that one. But to your point, yes, Trump fixed it quickly. Fantastic.
Bob,
but that's not the end of the story.
No, it's not. But the problem now is it's going to take Congress to fix it. And Republicans and Democrats can't agree because right now the Democrats might not want to do something to permanently fix the border because it gives Trump credit. When Biden was in office, Republicans didn't want to give any gestures to Biden to make Biden look good for fixing the border. Although I don't think it would have been, I don't think Biden was even close to wanting to fix the border. But I use that as an example. Both sides are trying to appease their team, and there's no concept of you know the C word that you really can't say on the air anymore. It's the new C word is compromise.
Yep.
And people don't want to compromise.
You can go back. You know why Ronald Reagan was so, and look it up. So, you know, I'm just a person on the phone making a statement, but I everybody look it up. Is the reason why Ronald Reagan was so successful in passing legislation like he did in a bipartisan group. Him and Tip O'Neill found common ground.
Yep.
And Tip O'Neill was a very, very liberal, Speaker of the House from Massachusetts. And those two figured it out. To some extent, Newt Gingrich figured it out with Bill Clinton.
You know, that's another good point. They did work things out. Bob, I have to move on, but look, I have brought up this relationship between Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill many, many times on the show. And Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan, man, they went at it publicly, but they ultimately found a way to compromise, and so did Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton. So you're right about that. And I continued on with our conversation, Bob, because I enjoyed the conversation, because we might disagree on things, but this is the way disagreement can transpire. It doesn't have to get into personal hate. It doesn't have to be reduced to some kind of juvenile behavior and speech to where we're insulting each other, and it doesn't have to get to that point. So I enjoyed the conversation. I'm glad you're back. I appreciate you listening to our show.